expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. God is good, worthy to be praised. We welcome you to another episode, of course, on here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And this is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing. I'm glad in it. We also welcome you to Mike Radio Live. God is good, worthy to be praised. And I do have a word for you tomorrow, this afternoon, and I'm equipping the saints in terms of extraordinary promotion. Extraordinary promotion. And we're in this three-day rally where God is exalting, God is positioning, God is putting people in places of power and promoting them, whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, it doesn't even matter. This is what God is doing in this hour. And so we just give God praise on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, which I call the seventh day. And we're just glad to be in the number one more time. And we just give God thanks and praise. We got a lot to cover today. And I'm going to continue to go forward in Jesus' name, no matter what the situation is. Welcome to Mike Live and also to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And I want to look at a topic today called extraordinary promotion. And I'm praying, prophesying, believing that many of you are going to follow the things that I ask of you to do and watch God manifest himself. This word is something that's been on my heart since Friday. I started prophesying, praying for unique and extraordinary and radical promotion. Yes, now I sound good, Rob. And I'm going to continue to speak and prophesy that. I'm going to ask people today to join their faith with Reverend McDuffie by prayer and by seed faith offering. As we begin to believe, as we begin to believe that the things that Jesus Christ have offered us, it is possible to be accomplished. I want to look particularly today at this young brother, this young prophet, this young Jewish kid named Daniel, who got promoted in three different ways. And his promotion was extraordinary because it wasn't a normal type of promotion. It was one that was kind of shocking. As a matter of fact, all three of Daniel's promotions were shocking because it wasn't the norm. It wasn't what we're used to. You know, we've been so structured by American culture that in order for God to do something, it's almost like God got to ask someone for permission. Like God got to ask the president. God has to ask all these people, you know, about, you know, can I promote the people? God don't have to ask you. God can put in front of anyone that he feel like it. And you better learn to adjust and readjust to it, even if it's not your cup of tea or your coffee. Now, I want to read to you a little bit from Wikipedia about who Daniel is. I just want to give you a quick synopsis of who Daniel. Now, I teach some of this stuff in SITU more specifically and more concisely, but I want to read this to you because I think you need to understand the history of Daniel and what caused his brother to be promoted, I think, in three different administrations, which goes to show it doesn't matter who the president is, who the governor is, who the city council is. When God wants to promote you, you're going to get promoted. Your job is to stay fixed and committed to the things of the kingdom. First of all, his name is Daniel, which means God is my judge, not you. God is my judge. He is the hero of the book of Daniel. A noble Jewish youth of Jerusalem, he is taken into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar. And he's probably around 13, 14 years old. And keep this in mind, he is taken in captivity of no fault of his own. He's taken in captivity because of the sins of his fathers, the sins of his forefathers. So he is paying the price for something he did not even commit. Did you catch this? Some of you watch me today, you left church, got mad because you feel like God didn't treat you right because you feel like you do everything right and everybody treats you so wrong. But that's the time to stay right when everybody's treating you wrong, because the God who is the judge will exalt you and promote you. Some of y'all walked out on your blessing program. You walked out on your reward system. You quit doing the towel before the time. But it says, but a noble Jewish youth of Jerusalem, he is taken into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and serves the king and his successors with loyalty and ability until the time of the Persian conqueror, Cyrus, all the while remaining true to the God of Israel. The consensus of modern scholars is that Daniel never existed, and the book is a cryptic allusion to the reign of the second century of Greek king, which I don't agree with that. That's his perspective. He was a real guy, all right? And of course, so deep, they believe, there's some things I just want to put, there's some things she found out, a background. Let me see. I just want to read some of this stuff here before I teach some of this stuff here, which is so deep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Daniel's name is also mentioned in the book of Esther, the book of Ezekiel, 14, verse 14, 14, verse 20, and 28, verse 3, refers to the legendary Daniel, famed for wisdom and righteousness in chapter 20. Ezekiel says of the sinful land of Israel that even if these three, Noah, Joah, and Joel, were in it, they would deliver but their own lives by their righteousness. In chapter 28, Ezekiel taunts the king of Tyre, saying rhetorically, "Art thou wiser than Daniel?" So Daniel was known as a lot of wisdom. Ezra 8:2 mentions a priest named Daniel who went from Babylon to Jerusalem with Ezra. Look at that. Daniel is a son of David, mentioned in 1 Chronicles 3, verse 1. All right? And so here's some things. I wanted to read that to you first before I pray. Lord God, I pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory, and you give unto us this spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because Mike McDuffie believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities and all powers and all mights and all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is Christ's body, that fill of all in all, in Christ Jesus' name, so be it. So be it. So be it. This afternoon, also give honor to Rashima, one of my M318ers. This M is for you, for your faithfulness, for your prayers and your financial support. God bless you. Let me set the tone. And let me focus on something that you may not think is important, but it needs to be focused on. And here is the rhetorical question I want to ask. What is Daniel on? What has Daniel discovered that makes this brother keep getting promoted no matter where he is? When I talk to a lot of church folks in American Christianity and Western cultures of Christianity, it seems we only get promoted in good times. Everybody's got to like us. You know, we got to be on everybody's card. Everybody's got to invite us to the workshop. Let us be the main speaker. How about God promoting you in the midst of controversy? How about God promoting you when everybody believes the lies that's spoken about you? How about God promoting you in the midst of people don't like you and smile in your face and say all the cute praise the Lord titles and thank you, Jesus, but still dogging you out behind your back? What kind of system is Daniel practicing that causes him to get promoted in three different administrations? Now, when you think about the history of Daniel, and I'm talking about extraordinary promotion, which means God wants to promote some of you watching me today during this hour in an extraordinary way. It won't be the normal promotion. It's not going to be you go to the job, you work 3 years, you know, you work yourself up the scale. The first 3 years, you get an extra 50 cent in your check. In the next 3 years, you get an extra 25 cents. In the next 3 years, you get a full dollar. And then by the time you're 95 years old, you finally get your $10.95 raise. That's not the type of promotion I'm talking about. I'm talking about one when God puts his finger on you and pushes you up, even though everybody say it's not possible, it can't be done. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which are all Babylonian names, I'm going to go over the real names in a few minutes, was exalted, promoted in an extraordinary fashion because God had a plan for all four of these Jewish slaves. Even though they were Jewish, even though they were slaves by chains, they was Jewish in their hearts. And the Jewish system, Cheryl Clark, is really an Old Testament representation of the kingdom of God. And if you use the Jewish system the way it should have been used, it would produce someone like a kingdom that's up and coming. And you would notice when you study the Old Testament, many of your Old Testament patriarchs who practiced a lot of what was required in the Torah and did their best to obey God the Father according to a spirit that's not really even born again, but was able to tap into the things of God, did some extraordinary things, and was promoted. And so I'm looking today at Daniel, who was promoted in the most unusual fashion in three different administrations. Now, when you talk to church folk, they're always complaining about something don't work right. Somebody talked about me. I didn't get my soul of the day. You know, no one, they're taking advantage of my anointing. It's almost like everything got to be all okay before God promotes you. And Apostle Peter Bruno, you know about this. A lot of times God does his best work when you are rejected. God does his best work when no one calls on you. God does his best promoting when everything is stacked against you. Once God puts his finger on you, and watch this, you respond to the finger. You respond to it. When God put his finger on you, when God makes the first move, you have to respond to it. Now, if your response is complaining, pointing fingers, blaming others, you're messing up the program. Daniel had a right to say, "Why am I suffering for the sins of my forefathers? I'm only a 13-year-old Jewish boy. How dare you let the Babylonians come in, tear down my city, tear down my temple, and then put us in chains and take us to a strange land?" Daniel, no place in the scripture, is complaining about his plight, because I believe that Daniel had keys to the kingdom that he practiced, that he was trained and was equipped before the trouble came. Some of us are in trouble today because before the trouble came, God kept putting the keys of the kingdom in front of you, but you ain't had no time. You with Shekima, you with Raheem, you're hanging out at the bar. You're doing what you want to do. Right? You're living in what you want to do, but there's no place for Christ in this church. So all of a sudden, now when you're in trouble, or when your child is diagnosed with a disease, or you locked up in prison, all of a sudden now you call on Jesus. Well, it's okay, because that's the best thing to do. But it would have been nice if you called on him before the day of trouble. Get prepared before the trouble comes. Align your economic system up. Get back into tithing, sowing seed. Get faithful. Get back in the groove, so that when trouble come, you'll be able to operate in the kingdom without any stain of guilt. All right, now, when you read the book of Daniel, and I want to show you this because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on studying it. I want to quote some stuff and show you some things that I think we kind of missed. Now, I did a whole series on this thing a few months ago on Daniel. I'll probably do some Daniel in one of my courses, look at it from a different perspective. And my prayer today is that God will supernaturally, extraordinarily exalt you and promote you in the midst of what's around you. Jose, this image is for you. And so here's the first promotion of Daniel. He is going to get promoted with Nebuchadnezzar's first encounter with him, because Daniel has the gift of discerning of spirits. He's able to discern a dream and interpret the dream. I can also say it like this, which is contrary to a lot of my charismatic preaching and teaching I heard back in the 70s and the early 80s and late 90s, that tongues is something you do in church. Someone's interpreted, but tongues also mean to discover the language of God, able to figure out what is God using to communicate, and can you interpret what God is trying to say. That's called tongues and interpretation. Daniel operates highly, I believe, in the discerning of spirits, and operate highly in the gift of tongues and interpretation. He's able to discover the language of God and tell you what God is saying, and then communicate that to the political realm, communicate that to the president, to the mayor, to the governor. So you have to go in the room and sit down with him and talk with them, even though you don't like him. So the boycott, sitting with him, might be a dumb move. So I'm going to get that later. Okay, here we go. So in Daniel chapter 1, you'll know the story. They were kidnapped, and the Bible says in verse 3, and the king spake unto Alvanaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. Now, he had captured a whole lot of Jewish boys and made them slaves. But from them Jewish boys, I want you to sanctify a few of them. I want you to train and get them, find out who they are, because I want them to work in the king's court. This is not for everybody. This is for some. The Bible says God has given some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, not all, some. So when God finds that some, he's going to train them and equip them to demonstrate the kingdom. Watch this. In the middle of Babylon, in the middle of your slavery, in the middle of your mistreatment, in the middle of you being forsaken, in the middle of people walking past you, give one guy $10,000 and sit around and give you a dollar. And they wonder why he's suffering? Because you gave the $10,000 to him and didn't give no dime to him. All right, what's the big deal? I'm trying to show you that Daniel is preparing himself to be promoted on an extraordinary level that's contrary to what folks expect, and watch Daniel rise under three different administrations. And my prayer today, my prophesying today, my belief today is that some of you watching me today, may the Lord begin to exalt you extraordinarily. May God exalt you in a unique fashion, in an abnormal fashion, in a radical fashion, right in the middle of the people that enslaved you, right in the middle of people that ignored you, right before the faces of your enemies. And God's going to show you how to respond, not to react. How to use, watch this, the keys of the kingdom. Get used to using them, so when it's time to drive your car, you know how to drive it. When it's time to open the door to your house, you know how to use it. All right, you don't want to be trying to learn how to use the keys on the day of trouble. You want to get prepared before the day of trouble comes. Anyway, so he's bought into slavery, A&S. God bless you, my cuz. This image is for you. Thank you for your support. Looking forward to your support today. So Daniel is a captured slave boy. And Kenny Nolan, and it's really not even his fault. All right, so he is suffering by the sins of his father and the sins of his parents. Now, there's some of you watching me today. God wants to exalt you extraordinarily. Extraordinarily exalt you. But you're too busy fussing about what your daddy didn't do, what your mama didn't do, and what your brothers didn't do, and how your uncles treated you, and what the white man did with the blue eyes, and who the president is, and who the governor is, and who the city council is. And God said, I ain't asked you all that. I'm saying, do you know how to use the kingdom keys so that no matter what's around you, I will exalt you in the most extraordinary fashion, which means I'm not going to exalt you ordinarily. I'm going to promote you and exalt you extraordinarily. That's the thing. People sometimes can really get what the ordinary promotion, but the extraordinary means that even though you plan and you enslave and you chain, I still came out on top. See, that's the one that frustrates your enemies, because they have planned and plotted your demise and destroy you. And real slick, too. Why quoting scriptures and talking all that Bible stuff and still stab you in your back? Guys, I am going to exalt you extraordinarily. So this is what God's going to do. So Nebuchadnezzar, his whole mindset is to take the kingdom of Babylon and spread it over the whole earth. I want to rule and reign. But there's something about these Jewish boys. They got this thing on them. I want them to work for me. So go find a few of them and let's prepare them to work in our court. So amongst that little corporate group, here are four men that names we don't talk about. Here are the real names. Judah, where they were from the tribe of Judah, which means lion of the praise. Lion of the tribe of Judah, which means noisy, shouting, dancing. This was no quiet group. It was the tribe of praise, which represents a lion, the roar of a lion. Watch this, Cedric, my cousin. And these are the four boys that were, this was his boys. They were a little group. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We call them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And it really tickles me when people know the Babylonian names more so than the Jewish names. Their real names is Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But what happened was the Babylonian culture says, we want to give you a new name. We're going to take your name Daniel and call you Belteshazzar. These are all named after demons and devils. We want to change the name from Hananiah, to Shadrach, and Mishael, which really means Michael, to Meshach. and Azariah to Abednego, Shadrach, Meshach, and the big bad Negro. All right. Okay, or the big bad bro. But they're changing the name because what I want to do is limit you. I don't want you to get bigger than me. I like you as slaves. I don't want you in ownership. Watch this one. I don't mind you having a job, but I don't want you to have your own business. I don't mind you making enough to make it, but I don't like you in the table where you got billions. Because when you have billions, you have the ability to set policy and change political shifts. So I don't want you to get too much wealth. I might let you get a little money, but not too much wealth there. I want to keep you in your little place. So I'm trying to talk about God wants to promote you extraordinarily. They don't think you can do it, so they count against you. And God is going to do that this season. I hear God saying it today for some of y'all, tomorrow for some of you. Some of you on Monday, God's going to do something. I'm talking about 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe the sixth day, the seventh day, and the first day, God started something in my spirit, and I believe it's coming to pass. And I know it's coming to pass because time I spoke it Friday at 5:30, the devil was messing with me Friday afternoon. That's how I know when I'm hitting him upside his head. All right, now watch it. You're watching Mike Live. You're also watching the you also listen to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. So, of course, this is what happened. They locked them up, right? And, of course, the king has set aside certain meat and certain drinks because my job is to control you and manipulate you. So I want you to get on my diet. I need you on my American food diet. I want you to get nice and sick so the FDA and the medical and the pharmaceutical companies can make money off you, all right? I'm going above some of your head, all right? So I want you to eat my meat and drink my stuff, okay? And, of course, Daniel, who ends up being the spokesperson of the three, and Melzar is actually in charge of making sure that they eat the meat and drink the certain meat from the Egyptians, from the Babylonian table. And the deep thing is some of this stuff is dedicated to idols. And Daniel is trying to find a way to stay faithful to his Jewish God. He's trying to stay faithful to the kingdom. He doesn't want to compromise his principles. And so God gave him favor with this guy, what's his name again? Melzar, who's placed over them. So Let me see. Here we go. All right. Now watch this. So Daniel had made up his mind, I'm not going to defile myself by doing what the other folks do. Now watch this. There was a group of Jews that there's three different groups of Jews that was captured. The larger group. And from the larger group of Jews is a smaller group. And from the smaller group comes these four Jews, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So those four were sanctified from the larger group that was sanctified from the largest group. All right, you got me? Because what happened was when they captured all these Jewish boys and brought them into Babylon, they had burnt the city of Jerusalem down, burnt down the temple, and captured these boys around 13, 12 years old. And the whole job is to brainwash them so you work for Babylon. I need you to forget about your Jewish roots. And please put away the keys of the kingdom. Because if you operate in the kingdom, I cannot manipulate you and control you. All right? So watch this. So I need you to sell the truth. Give up the truth. Proverbs 23:23 says it very plainly, buy the truth and sell it not. That simply means when you discover the keys of the kingdom, don't let it go. Don't compromise it, because on truth, you get built firmness. You get the foundation to build companies, build families, build generations of blessings. But if you give up the keys, you give up the truth, and the kingdom don't have any power. Okay, so the enemy is always after your keys. Here we go. I'm talking about extraordinary promotion. Well, so the prince of the eunuchs said, listen, I have to feed you this meat and this drink. But Daniel said, whoa, wait a minute. He said, I got a proposal to you, Melzar. And I know you're in charge of us. I know you work for Nebuchadnezzar. But here's a challenge. I want you to test me and my boys. I said, let me test this thing for 10 days and just give us pulse, which means seeds, vegetables. It could also mean herbs. All right. And let me have the right water to drink. I want the water to drink, which is, I call alkaline, a sweet water. Okay, let me get the fruits, the vegetables, the herbs. Let me get the algae. Let me get that stuff. And let me take this stuff for 10 days. Listen to y'all. Let me take it for 10 days. Some of you can just do it for 10 days. You'll see a change in your whole body. All right? He said, test me, which means that if after 10 days you see no improvement, then I'll eat the meat and I drink the drink that's from the Nebuchadnezzar's table. So look what it says in verse 13. Then Daniel said, then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. And Melzar agreed with Daniel. Now watch this. Melzar, who works for Nebuchadnezzar, comes into agreement with a Jewish slave boy named Daniel. That's why I'm not moved by titles. I'm not moved by who the boss, who's the superintendent, who the governor. When I come in the room, all things are even because God is in control of all things. We are already self-defeated before we come amongst political circles. I don't know how folks could be so sold out to a political party. They would sell their soul over their own Bible. Scary, man. Scary. Jesus. Here we go. So the Bible says, verse 15, at the end of the 10 days, their countenance or their skin, watch this, I told you today I was praying with people for any skin diseases, and at the end, or skin sicknesses or any viruses in the skin, at the end of the days, their countenance appeared much fairer and fatter in flesh, which means muscular, and all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat, which means these four boys, which I'm going to continue to say their Jewish names, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, practiced the kingdom system for 10 days. They had more muscle, more power, more strength, and looked better than the other Jewish boys who had compromised their Jewish principles to be told what to do by the king. Daniel says, nah, I'm not going to give him my kingdom. Nah, I'm sorry. I know I can't be in your political circle, but I'm not going to give him the kingdom. I'm sorry. I can't use Facebook like that. No, the Bible's still the same. God doesn't like murder. All right. Sorry. I'm sorry. God knows what a male and female is. I'm sorry. God said pray for those in authority. I'm sorry. God does care about the poor. God does frown upon institutionalized racism. Yes, I'm sorry. These are things that we're supposed to deal with as a kingdom people, not as a party political people. All right. Don't get mad. Melzar saw this thing in 10 days, and then he's going to give Daniel, this is not one of the promotion, but I'm showing you how God is going to use Melzar to begin to promote his own people. All right, now watch this. After Daniel gave that challenge, the Bible says that Melzar, I got 2 minutes for our first break, Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them the vegetables, the seeds, moringa, gave them the algae, gave them the superfoods. I'm trying to tell you all, and say, stay with that. And after they did that with their Jewish diet, the Bible says, as with these four children or these four sons, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams, which means he increased in discernment. His spirituality kicked in. And here's the point I'm making. If you're going to ask God to promote you extraordinarily, what are you doing before that? Are you practicing kingdom principles now, or do you have to catch up doing what's right? You need to do what's right before enslavement comes. You need to know how keys work before trouble comes. You need to start paying your tithes, your offerings, and be committed to economic spiritual development before trouble comes. And when they got their diet right, when they was eating in spite of the other Jewish boys that ate anything, he said, I'm sticking with vegetables, I'm sticking with fruit, which is the best type of water, I'm sticking with pulse and seeds, I'm sticking with the natural stuff, because after 10 days, I'm going to be stronger, I'm going to be better, and my skin going to look even better. And after 10 days, Melzar saw it and took away the stuff. But at the end of that cycle of 10 days, not only had they grown physically, but something happened spiritually. They was already smart kids, but God intervened and gave them supernatural knowledge and also skill, which means the application of knowledge, and all learning and wisdom, which means application and understanding, being aware of visions and dreams. And it says in verse 18, now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Now, we're going to take a break here. It's at 2:30. We're going to take a three-minute break. I'm going to stay on Mike Live. I'm going to come back to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. You've been watching and listening to The Mike Radio Show.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
We're back. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. Welcome back to, of course, the www.mybroadcastddv.com. This is your host, Reverend Michael D. McDuffie. I've been talking about extraordinary promotion, where God's going to promote you in the most extraordinary way. It's not extraordinary. And extraordinary, I say extraordinary, it's extraordinary. He's going to do it in such a way that makes people head spin, because they're going to try to figure out how do you do it. And it can only be God, because you didn't have the resources, you didn't have the people. And all of a sudden, God just says, it's time. When God says time, there ain't nothing what the devil can do, the beast, the false prophet, the 666. There ain't nothing no one can do when God said it's time. So once you get them keys and start using the kingdom seat, man, God starts putting you forward. And Daniel was able to respond to God's initiation. So Daniel's a smart guy, a lot of wisdom. So he figured this thing out. Okay, all right, I see. So now they want me to eat some stuff that's not dedicated to my God. They want me to compromise my principles. Well, let me find out who's in charge. Melzar, guess what? Melzar, I got a plan for you. I got a 10-day plan for you. Listen, I think at the end of the day, the king of Babylon wants some strong, good-looking slaves. Listen. I'm going to show you that we're going to build some muscles like Joe Weider. We're going to build some muscle like Charles Atlas. We're going to let us go on our fruits and vegetables and pulse and green algae. And let's drink some alkaline water and give us 10 days and test us. And we come back and our unsaturated fat give us nice, fatty, strong muscles. Then take away that meat and give that to someone else in the Jewish circle, not my boys. And Melzar said, okay, I'll take that challenge. And after 10 days, they were stronger. Their mind was focused, and then God gave them supernatural insight into the information and knowledge they already had. He opened them up. And then the time came, look at this, and this is Daniel chapter 1. The time came in Daniel 1 verse 18, which might have been 3 years. Now, at the end of the days, and then it may not be, you know, but anyway. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all, there was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So you would find this principle called the hundredfold, the 60-fold, the 30-fold, and the no-fold. The hundredfold, of course, is the group called Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The 60-fold were those Jews that was called out to be tested to serve in the king's court. And the 30-fold were all the Jews that was captured from Palestine and brought over. All right. And then you got the no-fold, nobody. So but what set Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah aside from the 60 to the 100, they was practicing kingdom principles. They dedicated themselves to their kosher diet. They refused to compromise their principles. They're not going to punk out due to a political movement or because it's popular on Facebook or popular on Channel 2 or Channel 5, Channel 7. No. We're going to vote our values. We're going to talk about the kingdom. And so when you start operating like that, you are very, you're not very manageable to the power that be. Usually when you can't be bought and folks can't manipulate you and control you, more than likely you're not invited to every program. You're not honored in every dinner. Your name is not on lights. You're not a part of a parade. You're overlooked because they know they cannot buy you. They're not going to buy your silence. And Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, after spending a little time practicing the 10-day cycles, the Bible says it was time to come before the king. Now, that means that they was interviewing all these Jews, but out of all of them, these four Jews was chosen now to be promoted to the wise men group. Now, look at verse 20. As the king was interviewing and communing, and I like the term communion. That's a deep word in the Hebrew language, commune, which means to me become very intimate, or not communication, communion, which means come union. As a married folk, you say amen on this, come union with them. And among them was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. I told you there is discrimination in the body of Christ. Faith makes everybody the same, but everybody don't tap into their faith. So that will cause you to bring forth a spirit of discrimination that will set you aside. Say, everybody don't get the same thing. It's the people that believe that's aggressive, Pastor John Bazemore, that they take their skill set. When you train and coach them every Sunday and Wednesday at your church service, there are always people that stand out amongst the crowd. And Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah are that extraordinary group, that extraordinary group that stands out above all this others. Now watch their promotion. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them, watch this, 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. Oh, my God. Now, that term, magicians and astrologers, really meant the wise men of Babylon. And these magicians and astrologers from Babylon actually kind of worked with Nebuchadnezzar very closely. That was his three circle. That was his Peter, James, and John. But when God begins to promote them, God is going to take these four Jewish boys, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and put them inside of this wise men's group. So this is their first extraordinary promotion. Radical? How are you Jews inside of the Babylonian close circle? How is that possible? That's like me from Patterson sitting on a board in Franklin Lakes with braids in my hair. The whole board is European. And you look down at the end of the table, there's black man McDuffie with braids. And folks are trying to figure out, well, how in the heck is he sitting at the table? Because God took his finger and slid me to the table. Regardless of how you treat me, regardless how you do me, regardless how you think I am, God slides me to the table. I'm talking about extraordinary promotion. And that is what's going on as you watch me today and listen to me today. I'm prophesying, praying, may the Lord shift many of you through an extraordinary or an extraordinary promotion. And this is not your normal promotion. When it's a normal promotion, nobody talk about it. But when it's extraordinary, it means you blow everybody's mind. Let me make it plain for some of y'all for sporting terms. You know, every first draft pick does not always become an NBA success or NFL success. I give you story after story of people who were not first-round draft choices who came to the NBA and outdid everybody, came to the NFL. They was not even in the first round, sometimes not even the second round, but came and tried out and became one of the best NBA players or NFL football players, because that's called extraordinary promotion. It's outside the norm. It's not what folks are used to. And what people talk about is when you do something that's outside the norm. This is not normal. You a slave boy from Palestine getting promoted in a Babylonian circle. I keep telling people all the time, don't give me this story about the beast and the false prophet and the 666. Come out of here. If I got the keys of the kingdom, I prosper now. I can change worlds now. I can change cities and towns and nations if people stick with kingdom keys and stop quitting. Stick with the system. If your pastor is training you, if Pastor John Bazemore Jr. is training you, if Pastor Troy Bazemore Jr., kingdom point of view, is training you and equipping you, then you got to embrace that and stick with the system. We like to quit, drop the ball, because you're mad at someone. Someone didn't call you out. They didn't vision a hospital. They didn't let you sing your song. And all of a sudden, you done left. Dumber. Because you got to stick with the system. And the deep thing is that Daniel and his three Jewish friends knew they had the keys of the kingdom before they was even captured in slavery. And here is the biggest thing about this whole story, and I continue to say this. They're prospering in the middle of Babylon. When I talk to church folk all the time, the folks that complain and fuss, all they always fuss about their circumstances and how someone did them wrong, then overlooked them, and taking advantage of my anointing. I said, man, you in Babylon. Prosper. Don't punk out. Rise in. We got so many excuses. Hello, Scott. My cousin, Kenny Nolan, God bless you. Listen, we got to rise. We got to take the keys to the kingdom and press in and worship and praise and stick with God and watch God promote you. And the Bible says that Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Now, which means that Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, which really is the name Michael, and Azariah, all these Jewish names are being promoted to the first level of promotion extraordinarily under a regime that's supposed to enhance and push Babylonians. How does God promote me like that when I'm not even Babylonian? I'm an outsider. I'm an outsider. How is that even possible? Ain't that crazy? You know? And of course, when you get to Daniel chapter 2, now God is going to prepare them for the second level of promotion. Now, I'm going to have to do some of this stuff later because I only got about a few minutes for the mic live, but for DDV Radio. But when I come back on my cell phone, I'm going to talk about more so the second and third promotion of Daniel. Now, in the second year, now this happened in the first year, okay, the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. His mind was so troubled and could not even sleep. So the king summoned the magicians, the enchanters, the sorcerers, and the astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed. And when they came in and stood before the king, he said to them, I have had a dream that is troubling me, and I want to know what it means. Then Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7, the Psychic Network, Who Was My Sign, Sagittarius, Leo, all right, that's all. Some of y'all use this stuff all the time, Babylonian. Then the astrologers answered the king, may the king live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will interpret it. And the king said to his inner group, to his wise men group, this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut into pieces and your houses turned into a pile of doo-doo, which is rubble, all right? And if you tell me the dream and explain it, you will receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me. Once more, his group said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will interpret it. Then the king answered in verse 8, look at this, I am certain that you are trying to gain time because you realize that this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is only one penalty for you. You have conspired to tell me misleading and wicked things, hoping the situation would change. So then tell me the dream, and I will know that you can interpret it for me. The astrologers answered the king, there is no one, watch this, watch the answer, look at this. There is no one on earth. There is no one on earth. There is no one on earth. That's why Daniel went to heaven. Look at this. The astrologers answered the king and said, there is no one on earth. Anyone who's just bound by first heaven, which is earth, you're limited. But when you start moving to the second, third heaven, you go and get heavenly information that earth is not privy to. There is no one on earth who can do what the king asks. No king, however great and mighty, has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter or astrologer. What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live amongst humans. Hated it. How are you going to assume? How you know? Oh, the Holy Spirit does live. He lives right alongside Daniel and his three Hebrew boys who are part of this Babylonian circle. But look at verse 12. Thus made the king, all right, so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death, and men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death. Now, which goes to make my point clear that Daniel and his three Jewish brothers or friends or his partners were a part of this wise group. They were promoted in Daniel chapter 1 before the king. He put them in this group. So now it was these Babylonians who were the wise men group. And by adoption, Daniel's three Jewish boys were part of this group. So when he said, I'm killing all the wise group, that included Daniel and his three Jewish boys. Okay, now watch this, all right? So the decree, which means the law, whatever the king say, go. He said, go and find whoever is a part of this group. I want you to murder and kill all of them. Verse 14, but watch this. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke with them with wisdom intact. Now, if you watch Daniel, man, this guy got a lot of wisdom and favor. Remember he talked to Melzar? He talked about, listen, I don't want to eat your McDonald's meat and your Burger King meat. I want to stick with the fruits and vegetables and moringa. And Mel says, okay, we'll go with that. So when Arioch comes, he do the same thing. He tells Arioch, listen, Arioch, I need a favor, man. I need to tell me why is the king so upset. And Arioch, before he chopped the head off, so baby, I'm going to tell you what the king is going through. See, some of you are operating in the favor of God and don't even know it. Because some bosses, some supervisors, some owners of corporations won't even take time to talk to an employee. But when you can get meetings with the higher uppers and they will sit down and talk to you face to face, that's the favor of God. That's operating in kingdom. And some of you don't know how to do that because all you say is scriptures and quote biblical stuff all the time. You got to know the language of the king. You got to know what makes a boss happy. You got to know how to navigate. Watch this. I'm talking about extraordinary promotion. All right, and the Arioch in verse 14 of Daniel 2, the commander of the king's guard had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, which included Daniel's three Jewish friends. Daniel spoke with them in wisdom intact. He asked the king's official, why is that king such a harsh decree? And Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. At this, Daniel went in to the king. Now, my thing is, how you get a meeting with the king like that? Because in the first chapter, him and his Jewish friends had already had favor with Nebuchadnezzar because they're solving problems. If you're going to be exalted, if you're going to get that type of extraordinary promotion, I got to know, how do you solve the problems at your company? What is the spiritual keys you're using so that the boss say, go get McDuffie, go get Pastor John Bazemore? And he walked past his friends. He walked past his wife. He said, go get the McDuffie guy. Go get that tall guy with the braids. I need that guy in there. When he pray, I feel something. They tell everybody no and tell you yes. And what happened is, people who watch God use you become jealous and envious of you, and they will attack you from the background. I saw this spirit. This spirit is very familiar. When they see the fair God in you, some folks become jealous and envious and then try to spy you out to destroy you. I'm telling you, man, when God starts to promote you, man, it causes a lot of problems. It's like good and evil at the same time. But anyway, Daniel went before the king and said, just give me a little time. I'll interpret the dream for you. It simply means, let me go back and get with my three boys. We're going to pray, and we're going to tap the kingdom, and I'm going to come back and tell you what you dreamt, and I'm going to also interpret it. And the king said, very well, I'll give you some time. Now, the funny thing is, I read this story many times. I keep saying this, it's 2:51. I got 4 minutes, 2:55. Am I right? And so the deep thing was that, how does Daniel get time to do this? When he came to Arioch, he said, the king said, we killing everybody right now. Got to kill everybody right now. When Daniel went in, he said, okay, Daniel, take some time. I tell you, man, when you operate in kingdom, you will get time limits that are pushed off. What happens to other folks quickly, slow down for you. What's required for others, not required for you. It's almost like discriminatory. It's like God bends the law for sons and daughters of God if you discover the keys. When I tell folks to start tithing and sowing seed and start sowing and blessing people, all I'm trying to do is get you in the position for the kingdom to flow. I don't understand why people will hear the truth and won't walk in the truth. I'm not saying totally perfect. I'm just saying that certain ABCs, we should practice on a regular basis. Hello, DD. We got to understand that. And some of us know too much and do so less. Daniel and his three Hebrew boys with their Jewish names is promoted in the midst of slavery, in the midst of them mistreated. And while they're slaves, they're being promoted in the middle of Babylon. How are you, a Jewish boy, getting promoted in the middle of Babylon? Because that's what kingdom does. It don't run from nobody. It operates wherever you put it. You know, there's a movie that comes on TV. It came out in the movie starring Steven Seagal. And I wish President Chris was online. She'd tell me what movie it was. But he's on the ship. Maybe Dee Dee know what it is. He's on the ship, and he's the cook on the ship. And these enemies come on the ship to take over the ship, and Steven Seagal is just the cook. But the cook ends up rescuing the ship. Now, my thing is, I'm not there to be the police, the military force. Hey, Brother DeVore, may you be encouraged, man of God. I pray for you all the time, man of God. May everything that has been given to the kingdom of God reproducing your life, Brother Darrell DeVore. But God bless you, man of God. You are my hero. May God keep you in the midst of all you've been through. The deep thing is this, and I got 2 minutes. The deep thing is this, is that Daniel is operating in a realm that's quite strange. I'm like trying to say, what kind of system is Daniel operating in? It's called the kingdom of God. It works. And I don't have to wait to the end of the world and the coming of Christ and the beast and the 666 and the beast is coming out of Russia and the false prophet is the Pope and the president. Oh, my God. You hear these people. I'd be like, what Bible do y'all be reading? God, the kingdom has come. And we're supposed to rule and reign now. We're supposed to win our generation over to the Lord and make disciples of nations and create wealth so we can empower our bloodline so we stop living from paycheck to paycheck. That's what we're supposed to be doing. God wants to exalt some of y'all supernaturally, radically. But the problem is, you don't stick with kingdom long enough. You tithe, you quit, you sow seed, you pull back. You don't stay consistent long enough. You can't handle the truth. Boy, let me tell you this. I'm going to say this. Verse 17. Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead for mercy from God from heaven concerning this mystery. Other words, let's shift gears. Let's leave earth and let's go into the second and third heaven. Let's take a trip. Let's go in our prayer to the throne room of God and let's touch and agree. Because the other guy said, you know, there's nobody on earth that can do it. So let's leave earth and go to heaven. Now, listen, it's 2:55. I got to begin to close out. I gave you just a little bit of extraordinary promotion. And there's some of you watching me today. You want God to promote you extraordinary, not no ordinary blessing, an extraordinary blessing. If that's you today, join your faithful mind. Let's believe God today. And those that can sow a seed, let's trust God today. Lord God, I pray for anyone that's watching me and listening to me on www.mikebroadcast.com here on the Mike Radio, that we break forth and believe God on tonight. I thank you that as I go off the air, that those that watch, those that listen will begin to walk in an extraordinary breakthrough, that God will promote them radically and uniquely in such a way that folks are shocked, regardless of political party, regardless of what's going on. But the kingdom of God works. I claim it. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I got to go. Church tomorrow is 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock a.m. for my church because we got a special program at 10 o'clock. Tune in at 8 to 9 o'clock and watch and listen to the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. Pastor McDuffie. Got to go. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.